Now we are going to hear from someone who is being suppressed, as the ancestors we draw on in this radio and online space all have. I mentioned at an earlier show that when I searched in the catalog, the card catalog at the Berkeley Library for Sebastian de Grazia's Of Time, Work, and Leisure, it said no such titles exist. And this is a masterful work. I mean, absolutely critical contribution to our understanding of how it is we are still not free. When the means and the technology and the material resources exist for every human being on the planet to be self-determinative, to work together, cooperatively exist. Sebastian de Grazia wrote about, among other things, this issue of the right to pursue happiness. He tells us, because he captured and analyzed this history, quote, when the Declaration of Independence speaks of all men and the Constitution of we, the people, they don't necessarily intend the adult population or even all adult males. Neither the first nor the second group voted for the delegates to the Constitutional Convention, nor does John Locke have all adult males in mind when he writes that in a careful and constant pursuit of true and solid happiness lies the highest perfection of intellectual nature. The men referred to are those, and this is again, I'm quoting Sebastian de Grazia's Of Time, Work, and Leisure. The men referred to are those to whom what they say, and if that's confusing, what he's saying is that the delegates to the Constitutional Convention and the folk that John Locke writes about who are dedicated to a careful and constant pursuit of true and solid happiness in perfecting their intellectual nature, these are the men to whom what they say is self-evident. A small body of self-appointed citizens and delegates with the firm intention to write into existence their ideal of the good life. The 19th century was to raise the hue and cry to define men more precisely than with the vagueness that meant gentlemen. Once the revolutionary generation passes on, clouds of bewilderment swirl around the pursuit of happiness. Since the phrase occurs in so many historic documents, the courts are soon hard put to cut a clean swath. To go into all the variants, or simply all the main lines of argument, pro and con, that the courts took from the pursuit of happiness would take a full tome. But the trend is clear enough to be stated briefly. In a first step, as we have seen, property provides the means through which one can find one's happiness. They modified the original notion. Next, property and work are necessary for happiness. And then, finally, through work alone can happiness be found. For us, he says, the import is this. Only through work, a new fundamental right, and my comment, i.e., one unrecognizable to the founders. Continuing, can men, i.e., all adult males and some females, pursue happiness? The original idea was the reverse. Only through not having to work can men pursue happiness. Not surprisingly, then, that those idlers and drones who lived by this last notion, the gentry who wrote or approved the Virginia Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, never did an honest day's work in their lives. And my comment, this applies to all the subsequent classical civilization fabricators and Plato's Republic realizers, dubbed in these pages Plato's tribesmen. Continuing, Lord James Bryce was right in saying that the founding fathers had gone back 2,000 years for the source of their ideas, unquote, from Sebastian de Grazia of Time, Work, and Leisure. And just as subsequent courts tried to rob us of our right to pursue happiness, probably based on the notion that thinking had evolved. Well, thinking has now evolved further back to where it began, in the recognition that to pursue happiness, we have to own our own lives, literally. We must have no masters. We must be free of necessity.